The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thanks so much for listening. Today, the president's proposal for gun control, and two big companies change policies. Plus, Spotify goes public, Barbara Streisand cloned her dog, and Dubai's plan for DNA. All that and much, much more in less than 10 minutes. And hang out today after the news for a fun three-question Thursday. We're talking with an Entertainment Tonight host all about the Oscars. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Thursday, March 1st. You ready? Let's do this. President Trump may put out a proposal as soon as today for more gun control. Fox News says the White House will suggest raising the minimum age that people can buy some types of guns from 18 years old to 21, something the NRA is not a fan of. President Trump talked about some of this in a meeting with both Democrats and Republicans yesterday. He said it's time to do one bill that everyone can get on board with. In fact, the New York Times calls it a remarkable meeting since the president talked about policies that both the NRA and some Republicans have not liked for years. The president said while he is a huge fan of the NRA, that it doesn't mean he has to agree with them on everything. Some Democrats questioned whether the president would follow through with support for these policies and actually help get legislation passed. Two big companies just made some big changes to what guns people can buy at their stores and who can buy them. Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart both said they'll stop selling assault-style weapons and they'll stop selling all guns to anyone under 21 years old. The New York Times reports Walmart is the biggest gun seller in the U.S., and now the company won't even sell toys and air guns that just look like assault rifles. The CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods went on Good Morning America and said they were so disturbed by the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, they had to do something. He said it's in direct response to the student survivors there who are now calling for more gun control. He also acknowledged the alleged shooter bought a shotgun at one of the company's stores last year, although it was not the gun that was used in the shooting. Critics, though, call for a boycott of the stores, and some experts say it is possible that these age policies could be challenged in court as age discrimination. Whether it would hold up in court, TBD. She's known as one of President Trump's most trusted advisors, but now the White House communications director is leaving. The Hill reports Hope Hicks is planning to resign. The announcement came just one day after she testified in front of the House Intelligence Committee and admitted to telling, quote, white lies for the president. But reports say that's not why she's resigning, that instead she chose to leave for new opportunities. And it seems she's leaving on good terms. She and the president both thanked and praised each other in statements. The head of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, is having to answer some tough questions about spending. Specifically, why the agency spent $31,000 on a new dining set for Carson's office suite. They're really only supposed to spend $5,000 on redecorating. Because keep in mind, government agencies use your taxpayer dollars. An employee apparently complained about this and said she refused to be part of it. That's why, ABC News reports, the House Oversight Committee is now looking into it, and they want an explanation by March 14th. For now, Fox News reports the agency considered the dining set a building expense, not redecorating, and says Ben Carson was not part of the decision. All right, other things people may be talking about today. Spotify, the music streaming service, just filed to go public, but in an unusual way. TechCrunch says instead of selling shares on the stock market in the traditional IPO, Spotify is expected to do what's called a direct listing. It's where there isn't new stock issued, but instead existing investors and employees can trade their shares on the open market. It could be risky. The public debut is expected to happen in late March or early April. It'll likely be listed as Spot on the New York Stock Exchange. Dubai is planning to get a glimpse of the DNA of all the people who live there, all 3 million people. Gizmodo reports the announcement happened this month as part of Dubai's 10X initiative. It's where the city wants to actually have and use technology that it thinks will be standard 10 years from now. What's the point of the DNA sequencing? health reasons. Create a massive database that can eventually use artificial intelligence to predict diseases before they happen. In other words, look at this big database to find diseases and then warn people with similar genetic profiles before they get sick. Two of Barbara Streisand's dogs are clones, literally clones made from the cells taken from the mouth and stomach of her dog that died last year. It was something she mentioned in her interview with Variety that ended up getting a lot of attention. It was actually just one of those small nuggets of info in an otherwise pretty serious interview that talked about topics like politics and years of trying to break up what she called Hollywood's boys club. But this other tidbit about Barbara Streisand came out and probably got the most attention of all the topics. The New York Times looked into the process of cloning dogs and said, yes, dog cloning is a thing, with a price tag that starts at $50,000. The animal activist group PETA said they don't like it. The success for the superhero movie Black Panther continues. It just broke into the top 20 movies at the U.S. box office. Variety reports that even beats out Wonder Woman and Toy Story 3 for the top grossing films of all time. Mashable says Black Panther is on pace to become Marvel's most successful movie ever. Remember, it was just released about 12 days ago. Today is the Jewish holiday, Purim. It started last night and ends at sundown tonight. Traditions include celebrating and feasting. Some celebrate with gifts, donations to the poor, and even costumes and parties. The holiday celebrates Queen Esther and calls for Jews to get together and read the Book of Esther. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for 3 Question Thursday, where I talk about a different topic with a different expert each Thursday after the day's news. This week, we're talking Oscars with Entertainment Tonight host Lauren Zima. Yes, the Academy Awards are this Sunday, March 4th, and Lauren is telling us all the things to know before the big event. Lauren, welcome. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a big weekend.
It is. And I know you're going to be there on the red carpet. So I want to get your take on everything Oscars. So last year, La La Land was the big movie. What are one or two movies that we can expect to get a ton of awards this year?
Sure. Well, The Shape of Water has definitely been an awards season favorite, although there's been a little bit of a last minute drama unfolding with some plagiarism and idea stealing accusations. So it'll be interesting to see how that affects the movie and the votes. Also, I think people are super excited that Get Out is among the nominees. That was definitely a huge blockbuster box office hit. And one thing the Oscars have struggled with in the past couple years, as we all know, is that more independent movies are getting nominated as opposed to the movies that the public has seen. So it'll be good to have Get Out amongst the nominations just to get the audience tuning in.
And anything with the actual nominees or movies that was a surprise in the nominees or anything else that we should expect going into Sunday's event?
I will say after last year and the can I have the envelope please mix up, it's going to be hard to top that surprise. And one thing that I think the Oscars has working against it a little bit this year is how late it is in the year. It's just really far into the year already in March to have the awards. So surprise-wise, I don't know that we're going to see a ton of surprise wins. The best picture race is definitely still really wide open, but the acting nominations have held strong throughout awards season. Allison Janney has won repeatedly for I, Tonya, Sam Rockwell for 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. So I do think that we'll see some of those same people winning, but best picture is up in the air, and I think that's going to be the really exciting category to close out the night.
And when the Golden Globes happened earlier this year, everyone was encouraged to wear black for the Time's Up movement. Can we expect anything like that this year at the Oscars?
I don't think that we'll have all black at the Oscars like we did for the Globes. Again, it's been several awards shows since then, even as soon as the Critics' Choice Awards. You know, Nicole Kidman was a big face of the Time's Up movement, and I think we saw her wearing pink at that awards show. So it's not anything negative. It's just that the Golden Globes was really that moment, that statement maker. We're not going to see that all black outfitting at the Oscars, but I do still think it will be very much on people's minds. I think that we could see the movement reflected in speeches, and it's going to be great to see that carried throughout awards season and closing off strong.
What about political statements? We always hear a lot of politics during awards season, don't we?
Yes. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, especially after the terrible, terrible shooting in Florida, because that's so recent and the youth of our country have so gotten behind that. And Hollywood is a community of people that feel strongly that they need to use their platform to make statements a lot of the time. And that's great. So it'll be interesting to see what people do work into their speeches, especially considering that at the end of the day, this is about entertainment. So it's always about walking that line between how do we make that statement, but also keep in mind that this is an awards show about entertainment.
And on that fun side, what is it like to cover this event? Give us some behind the scenes.
Yeah, so the red carpet at the Oscars, it's really just cut and dry. And by that, I don't mean it's boring. I just mean it is one long line. So you see those huge big name celebrities walk in. And it's just that who's who moment. It's the cap on awards season, and everybody brings out their A game. So it's going to be exciting to close out awards season at the end of such a memorable award season, thanks to the Time's Up movement and thanks to where we're at in our country, and to see what people have to say and how they really choose to make it a wow moment. Because again, the Oscars are very late in the year this year, but I do think celebrities want to have an impact. So what are they going to do that's different, that's not wearing black, that's not wearing a pin, but something that is still making that wow moment or that statement that they want to make?
So it's going to be Sunday, March 4th. Where can people watch your coverage on Entertainment Tonight? And also, where can they follow you online?
Well, thank you so much. I am just at Lauren Zima, and you can check out all of our red carpet interviews. We're going to be putting them up super quickly as they happen at etonline.com. And of course, on Monday night on Entertainment Tonight, our show, we will have all of the behind the scenes moments that you didn't see on TV. And of course, all of the after party coverage.
Wonderful. Thanks again, Lauren. And I've, of course, linked it all for you in today's show notes. You can also find links to all the stories we talked about in the rest of the episode today. Just head to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. Thanks so much again for listening. The Newsworthy is ready for you by 4 a.m. Eastern Time every weekday. So we will chat again tomorrow when it's Friday. Have a great day.